Opposition parties in Mauritania are expressing concern over the composition of the new government, installed by Prime Minister Yahya Old Ahmed Wagef. The previous government, also headed by Mr. Wagef, resigned July 3rd, after only 7 weeks, to avoid a censure motion to be filed by members of the ruling party in Parliament. Unlike the previous government, the new one includes only members of the ruling National Pact for Development and Democracy Party. A lawyer and spokesman for one of the opposition parties, Brahim Old Ebeti, says the snub will cost the ruling party popular support.
Ebeti
says the new government has no popular base and will not last more than a few months. He says the new government is unlikely to present new ideas to combat the problems Mauritanians face, including the ongoing crisis of rising food and fuel costs. An Africa analyst for London-based economic and political forecasting group Global Insight, Kissy Ejeman, says the new government faces the same challenges as the old one.
The point is that it wasn't just the fact that the previous government had members of the opposition within it that it folded, but also because the legislators had become very impatient with the situation on the ground. You know, there was soaring food and commodity prices. There was a sense that the Prime Minister hadn't taken a hold of the situation firmly enough.
Ejeman says the Prime Minister has not outlined his plan for tackling Mauritania's difficulties. She says the socio-economic situation the country faces is likely to pose problems, especially if the new government is unable to garner popular support. Despite the challenges, Ejeman says the new government may bring a measure of stability to Mauritania, because rebel factions in the ruling party have been accommodated.
What you can deduce from this new lineup is that the Prime Minister has been keen to placate the dissident voices within the parliament. In fact, those who filed a motion of no confidence against his last government, who were saying that there are too many moderate Islamists within the government and too many opposition members. On the face of it, yes, it should seem to give some sort of stability, but for how long really is the question.
The new government is the third in 15 months for the impoverished nation. Mauritania's young democracy has endured turbulence since longtime ruler Moaya Otaya was deposed in a military coup in 2005, the leader of which then handed power over to the democratically elected and current president, Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdallahi. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.